We've been doing the Kids Count Data Book for about 20 years here at the Foundation, and every year we use data that comes from the federal statistical agencies, which involves basically the Census Bureau, the CDC, Vital Statistics, those types of places, and we take that data and rank the states on overall child well-being. We have to use data that comes from federal agencies because we want to make sure that all the data is collected comparably across all the states.
Among the 50 states, Kentucky ranked 35th overall, with New Hampshire in first and Mississippi in 50th. Do you find that there are geographic consistencies or regional similarities among the findings?
There are some. The states that tend to do the best on our rankings are generally in the Northeast, the New England states, and the states also in the upper Midwest, so Minnesota, North Dakota, those states tend to do pretty well. States in the South, and that's really the Southwest as well as the Southeast, tend to do more poorly on our rankings. Children in those states tend to have worse outcomes on the indicators that we include in the index. And Kentucky is on the high end, I'd say, of that Southeastern pattern. Most of the states in the South actually do score worse than Kentucky. But we definitely do have that regional sort of overtone to our rankings.
It seems that we've had a rise in what I would call scary stats. However, there's one marker in which it seems we've made some significant progress, and that is health. We're ranked 25th there as opposed to economic well-being and family and community welfare, which Kentucky comes in at 35th and 38th, respectively. That being said, are there other areas where Kentucky may have excelled?
Well, in education, the state's doing fairly well. All four of the indicators that we track actually are going in the right direction in the state. The state's ranked 28th in education. So I would include sort of education and health among the areas where Kentucky is doing well and doing better over the last half decade. And that's in line with the national trend. At the national level, we saw education and health indicators for the most part improving across the country. And like in Kentucky, the economic well-being indicators all got worse at the national level. Which is not too surprising given the economy and the recession that we've been in over the last 5 years. So I'd say that that's, you know, in that area, there's some areas that Kentucky's doing especially well. I think the declines in both fourth graders who are not proficient in reading and the eighth grade students who are not proficient in math are both positive things. And as far as some of the biggest improvements, the drop in the child and teen death rate over the period that we looked at from 2005 to 2009 is pretty impressive. It went from 41 per 100,000 to 32 per 100,000. Those are some good improvements in the state.
You mentioned this just a moment ago, but of our eighth graders in the state, 69% are not proficient in math, and 64% of our fourth graders aren't proficient in reading. We match up fairly close to the national average, but that's quite astounding to know that we're that far behind the curve nationally.
Yes. The good news is that they're going in the right direction. That's been more of a focus on these two important outcomes for kids in education, the fourth grade reading and eighth grade math. But we're still, like you said, at the national level and in Kentucky, that two out of three fourth graders are not proficient in reading. And the reason why that indicator is so important is that up until the fourth grade, children are learning to read, and after the fourth grade, they need to use reading in order to do everything else, to learn how to do math, in order to learn how to do science, and really to succeed in life thereafter. The fact that only two out of three fourth graders at the national level are proficient in reading is shocking to most people, and I think it also says a little bit about how far behind the curve we are compared to other countries. I think that's what's most disturbing. And especially so when you look at the eighth grade math proficiency levels, that we know the generation that's going to be entering the workforce over the next 20 years is going to have to compete globally like no other generation before them. And having that math proficiency level be as low as it is a bit scary in terms of what we hope to achieve going forward in the country. So I think that's an important indicator.
The other number that struck me as something I didn't really expect was the children in poverty nationally grew 3%, and we're a bit higher than that. We went from 22% to 26%. Mm-hmm. Do we attribute much of that to the fiscal crisis?
The child poverty rate is very closely connected with the unemployment rate in the country. So when the unemployment rate goes up, the child poverty rate goes up. So that's certainly what we're seeing here. And it also shows up in the percent of children whose parents lack secure employment, which is another indicator that we have in our economic well-being domain. And in Kentucky, 37% of children didn't have a parent who had a full-time year-round job. So that's almost 4 out of 10. And the reason why that matters beyond just bringing income into the household is that when you have full-time year-round work, the likelihood that you'll be able to access things like employer-sponsored health insurance for you and for your family is a lot higher. For these 4 out of 10 kids in Kentucky, they don't have access to those resources because they don't have a parent that's employed full-time year-round. So I think that that's another critical indicator that's sort of going in the wrong direction at the national level as well as in Kentucky.
I'm sure many Kentucky residents want the state to rank higher than 35th. Is there any other state we can look to for inspiration, especially in the areas where we need the most help, i.e. family and community and economic well-being?
You know, I think that those two areas are some of the more difficult areas to be able to control in terms of social policies, unfortunately. But there are things that can be done, certainly. But in terms of education and health, we know that there are proven practices that make a difference. For example, decreasing the percent of children without health insurance, there's definitely a straightforward response to make sure that more kids have health insurance, and that's by the government insuring all kids. So there's some things that are relatively easy to change and some things that are more difficult. It's important that parents are supported and in their ability to be able to work, that parents can get and keep good jobs. And so that means not only getting the jobs into the state, but making sure that parents are qualified and able to take those jobs, and then that they can actually keep them. You know, there are some things that can be done, and there are some places that government can step in and can make a difference to try to sort of buffer the well-being of children and families. And there are some states who have made some pretty dramatic improvements over the last several decades. It's difficult to say that there would be one or two to point to in terms of, you know, this is how you could have improved the economic well-being of the family, especially over the last decade with the economy. That's a tough road to hoe. You know, the unemployment rate as high as it is. Most states saw their child poverty rate increase. Nearly all states did.